Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Most Dangerous Podcast.
We weren't planning on recording another episode until after the 21st when the episodes came out, but there was some new promos. This is a little delayed. They came out like a week ago.
But I just didn't look them up for the longest time.
Yeah, and so we watched them and we extracted like as much information as we could from them. So we're going to pretty much go over what we think is going to happen.
Clear my throat. My goodness.
That was weird. Allergies. Anyway, going over the most that we can get out of it, going each episode at a time. So
we got the most from The Phantom and the Sorceress.
Yeah, they seem to put the most amount of scenes for Phantom and the Sorceress in this, the promo thing.
So, like, either we're spot on or we got it completely wrong.
Yeah, it's mostly, like a couple ideas of how the story goes.
Mm-hmm. It's mostly just observations. Like, this is what we see is happening.
Yeah, okay. So, starting out, Frank Angona said in one of his tweets, I know we've mentioned this before, but, like, the his whole list of what to expect in season 3, one was uneasy alliances. And I'm thinking this might apply to The Phantom and the Sorceress because from what we've seen in the promos, there's parts when Magica seems like she's against Lena and Webby and Violet. Mm-hmm. And then there's parts when they're working together. So I think they do kind of like a team-up thing.
Mm-hmm. Almost like in Moonvasion when Glomgold teamed up. Well, when they
with came, Scrooge. Teamed up with Glomgold. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we made a whole list of observations for this episode, so we'll just go through the list. First one, what's Fowl's goal in this episode? Like, what are they trying to get out of it?
Yeah. So, what's Fowl's goal in this? Like, seriously.
Yeah, because we know the Phantom Blot, he is a part of Fowl, and so they sent him out on a mission, or this is of his own decision, like, what was the deal with him and Magica? They probably,
like, what were they trying to accomplish in doing this?
Yeah, since there was the comic with Magica and the Phantom Blot, this probably, I mean, this is like a reference to that. And so, was he going after Magica for something or possibly Lena? Mm-hmm. And so, okay, either he was going after Magica and Magica needed Lena's help, or he was going after Lena and Lena's like, who the heck is this guy? I need Magica's help in explaining what this,
like,
is.
She might know why he's after me because...
Yeah. Or it's the other way around and Magica needs Lena because Magica's got no magic. And so it could literally go either way.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be pretty cool, actually, if he was going after Lena. And then
and then she's like, Magica might know. Let's get her.
Yeah, but I have a feeling that Magica is going to give a story and explain the Phantom Blot and its whole purpose. Because it seems to have this gauntlet, and we don't quite know exactly what it does yet. So I have a feeling we're going to have to wait till Monday. I mean, 2 days has never felt so long.
Seriously, though.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, yeah, we've got that one observation. Next, let me see. We just said, like, actually, like, four. Okay, so there's one scene when Webby is throwing, I believe it's, like, an axe of sorts at the Phantom Blot.
Mm-hmm.
But she's in her pajamas. And the background, the whole framing of the wall seems to look like the mansion. It could be something else, but the mansion has very distinct, like, wall panels and things. Mm-hmm. And so it looks almost like the mansion. I'm like, what's the Phantom Blot doing in the mansion at night? Did it steal the gauntlet from Scrooge?
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe it went in and took the gauntlet and we was fighting it, or who knows? Yeah. Maybe it's not even the mansion and they're just somewhere else and Webby's in her pajamas. So, yes. And let me see. I just realized we went through, like, a lot of those things without even realizing went through the list. Let's see. And we also were told that there would be an episode in which Lena has to come to terms with her magic and what it was like to have been created from magic.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to come to terms with it. So
there's
she's
most likely this episode.
Because, yeah, there was the Nightmare on Kilmotor Hill that came out. And she went, like, she, what am I trying to say? She pretty much, she got way better and, like, accepted it more.
Yeah.
And then there was in Moonvasion, she was, you know, using her magic to defeat the aliens and stuff.
Yeah.
And so she's getting it more under control.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And from what we've seen of the promos and stuff, she's definitely using the magic. So she seems to be getting more comfortable with it.
Yeah. Not just like, what is this thing?
Yeah. I mean, she knows she has it, but now she's using it without as much fear.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And I'm really wondering, like, how's this going to end with Magicka? If it's going to be like a Glomgold type thing? Like, Scrooge and Glomgold, they team up to take out the Moonvasion. But is, like, Lena and Magicka, are they going to team up to take out the Phantom Blot? And are they going to end up going their own different ways again? Are they going to be... I mean, they're never going to be, like, I don't think super close.
I don't think so either.
But at least on friendlier terms.
Not complete Emily's. Oh my gosh, enemies.
They're not going to be Emily's. Yeah, and then there's one scene in where you see, Sierra pointed this out, well, part of it, but you see they're, Webby, Violet, Lena, and Magicka are all trying to defeat the Phantom Blot in this quick, like, 2 second scene. And so you see the Phantom Blot's wrapped up in like these little handkerchiefs that look like some type street of street magic. So like, is Magicka doing?
You're good?
I said street magic.
Street magic.
Some type of street magic, which could possibly be Magicka's because she's...
I mean, like, she seems like the kind of, at the moment, that's
powerless,
like,
so that's
doing
what she turns to.
I know.
And like, then illusions. They're all working together. It looks like Webby's trying to grab the gauntlet and Lena's using magic and turns, you know, the handkerchiefs pink with her color of magic. And then you said, what was it?
Exactly? Magicka's, what?
Magicka's eyes.
Oh, yeah. Magicka's eyes, like, there were no pupils. They were all white.
Yes.
So,
which I believe that's what, no, Lena's turned black.
Yeah. I feel so like at first I was like, wait, are her
I feel
eyes
like
just
her
closed?
Eyes just turned white before, though, too.
Whose?
Lena's. I feel like they've
feel
gone
like
white.
Maybe.
I know they've gone black when Magicka was.
I feel like
in
they've
her
gone white, too. I don't know.
We'll have to go back and confirm
reminds
that.
Reminds me of, like, in. Oh, what am I trying to say?
Never mind. It doesn't really matter. Okay. So, for her eyes to go white, or it was just an animation error.
You never know.
I know.
It's like, want to make her look creepy?
She
okay
had, like, some type of magic or something in her for Magicka. So, it was a little confusing. Little bit. So, we'll see how that part plays out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another scene where you see Webby and Violet, they've got like a blue surge of energy or magic or whatever around them,
mm-hmm,
and it seems to be powering like part of their friendship bracelets, because, you know, that's like a huge thing for them. The friendship bracelets always
save the day.
And it was blue, and I'm like, okay, that's, it's usually like the pink or whatever, but I mean, it's turned blue actually on Lena one time. I don't remember even why it turned blue, but in Jaws, when Webby was doing the incantation and she did it with Lena, and then Lena turned blue or something, like a blue magic around her, but
mm-hmm,
that was like the last time magic turned blue, unless it did in Friendship Hates Magic, which
mm-hmm
it very well could have, but I feel like I remember it being pink. Well, wait, no, and it turned blue in Nightmare on Kilmotor Hill. Remember when they all were trying to pull Lena away from Magicka?
Every time I think of that, I just think
of it. So it's every time there's like, Lena's normal magic is pink, but whenever it's like a friendship thing going on, it turns blue. Basically. So they were holding, they had the blue magic, and then in another scene you see Lena her hands are glowing blue, like she has blue magic too. So I don't know if that was like near like the same scenes, you know, because usually her magic is pink, but that time it was blue.
Mm-hmm.
So see how this goes for Lena. Hopefully nothing bad happens. That's basically all we've got for that first episode.
Which is actually a lot.
So. Which, yeah, was a lot of observation. Oh, and also it looked like Donald.
Oh, yeah. Because
you see, in the forest, you see Donald get hit with a green surge, which I believe comes from the gauntlet that the Phantom Blot had.
Yeah, because of the background and stuff, it looked like.
I don't know if that was actual Donald. Like, what's he doing in the middle of the forest? I'm, like, doing this thing with my hand that's, like, for the ocean. Like, the ocean. Just waving it up and down. I don't know what he was doing in the forest, if that was even him or if it was, like,
I don't know.
Some fake representation of Donald. I don't know.
Why, though?
I don't know. Oh, my gosh. And then he gets hit and struck. I'm like, I wonder what that thing
hope
what,
that's not
what
fatal.
It does when it hits people. So, yeah, we'll see. Next episode, not nearly as much as Phantom and the Sorceress, but they put a Moonlander on Earth. And,
yeah.
That synopsis was correct because you see Penny, Webby, and I'm so glad to see Dewey's in this episode too. I saw him, I was like, Dewey's in it. Like, oh my gosh.
I have a feeling this one's going to be really funny.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those super entertaining. Like, it might be one of those you're like, oh, this one will play a big plot, but then it like is a huge thing to this show.
It's going to be something like.
Or it's not. It's just a cool side episode.
I have a feeling it's going to be something like. Oh my gosh. Something the town where everyone was nice. It was just funny, like, the entire time.
Yeah. And I can't wait to watch this later. You could watch it now. Yeah. It's happening right in front of you.
Picks where it didn't happen.
So wise. So, yeah, I'm hoping it's... What am I trying to say? I'm hoping for what? I'm just talking.
You're hoping it's funny.
Well, yeah, it's probably going to be funny. It seemed pretty funny. Penny's pretty funny. Like that one scene where she like goes to
hit the thing.
What are those things called? We just gotta whack really hard and like it shoots the thing up. And then she breaks it because of course she's got a crazy amount of strength. I don't know why that. I just thought that was so funny. That was kind of like those things where you're like, people laugh and you're like, that wasn't that funny. But then I'm one of those people that's laughing at things that shouldn't be that funny.
It's really not that funny, but, like, I don't know.
I get a kick out of stuff
just
like
the way it happens.
You go back and watch it frame by frame, and it gets even funnier. Okay, anyway, and then you see they've got more scenes of what I'm assuming to be that episode, because you see Penny on top of the limo, and then Webby and Dewey inside.
Screaming
for their lives. So I'm like, who the heck is driving? Is it Launchpad again or what? Like, they should be used to him by now. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if Launchpad's going to be in this episode because I know I had that whole thing with Penny at the end of Invasion. I could easily destroy you.
So then, yes.
So I don't know what's going to happen with that or what. So we'll see if he's in it. But, and then you see Glomgold's, his Flint Ferris Glom wheel. He's got, like, a Moonlander working for him. I was kind of wondering what happened to them after Moonvasion.
Uh-huh.
Because in the first batch of season 3 episodes, you didn't see nothing from them. I'm like, did they go back to the moon? Or did they stay? And so, so far we've seen Penny and then the other moon guy. I forgot his name. But, I wonder if there's going to be more of them in this episode or if they're going to at least say what happened to them. Like, I don't know. They seem like they were pretty confident they wanted to come to Earth and stay, but we'll see. Penny, I mean, from the unofficial synopsis, seemed like Penny was homesick.
Yeah.
And so we'll see if she, I mean, she looked like, it seems like it's going to be an episode where she's not. Like, Webby tries to, like, oh, look at this, look at this, look at this. And Penny's, like, not having it until Webby and Dewey seem to be trapped inside of the Glom Wheel. I didn't see Penny in that scene.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she could have been on the other side, but she could be in there, you know? And then there's the other scene where Penny seemed to be rescuing Dewey and Webby. And she actually looked pretty happy, so I think she really enjoyed that.
Like, I think she more misses being, like, the hero because she was
on Della, the moon. Della took that away from her.
I know, that was messed up. Yeah. Thanks, Della.
I like in the Dewey tonight when Dewey's
That probably made her mad.
Probably made her mad. And then, like, you defeated this mite that was her whole purpose for, you know, existing. And Della's kind of like, oh, yeah, I did that, huh? So, I'm hoping to get, like, what's Penny's new purpose, you know?
Yeah.
What's it going to be? And what's Glomgold's purpose with this Glom wheel? Like, maybe he was really, I don't know, this kind of out of Glomgold's character, but maybe he was really trying to just help people. And then something happened. He's like, wait, I didn't plan for this. Or it's Glomgold and he had a scheme and it backfired on some for something. And then Dewey and Webby were they were
there.
Thank you. That's a simpler way of putting it.
They were just there.
Yeah, and we also, from the tweet that Frank and Gunnis put, was along with Uneasy Alliances, there was a Moonlander menace. I'm like, is that Penny? Sounds very accurate, but no, I'm kidding. But is there going to be another Moonlander menace, or is it Penny? And then, yep, enough said. Okay, and then next episode, the trickening, there was no, like, I didn't see any scenes that were obviously, like, that's the Halloween one, you know? Because we got, you know, the leaked footage and the pictures and stuff of werewolves and kids in trick-or-treat outfits. And then for this, like, this promo, you're like, there's nothing. Like,
nothing definite.
Nothing, yeah. Obviously, like, oh, that's obviously going to be in that episode. But for that episode, we're going to have Della, Donald, the triplets, Webby. We'll see if Scrooge is a werewolf.
So.
The unofficial synopsis was they brave a haunted house in the name of candy. So, are they going out trick-or-treating, or is that going to play into the Legends of Legend Quest?
Yeah.
Like, we had one theory. I don't know how true this is. It was just a thought. I don't think this, I mean, it could be wrong, but. Was in, they were playing Legends of Legend Quest, was another part of the whole promo, which I thought Scrooge didn't like that game. So, well, and there was parts he seemed a little, there were parts he seemed a little bored, you know, like they were playing, and then you see the game come to life in a way, and you see like the whole Cyclops thing. Oh my gosh. That just took me right back to Huey as a little, like, a little pilgrim. It's just like, oh, that gets me every time I watch it. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, he's got the little hat, and then he's got, like, his little hoe.
And the way he's just like, yeah. And then he just goes to like, gardening or farming or whatever.
It gets me every time. Oh my gosh. So
I know, plus Della right next to him.
Reliving the moment. The Duke is back, guys. Oh, Duke of Destruction. So, I mean, I don't think he's played Legends of Legend Quest since that day.
I don't know.
Oh, you never know.
Maybe Della's kept it
he's
from him.
He's really addicted. <We don't know. laughs> And so, yeah, I mean, he's given it another go. Do they even get to actually play the game before the monster jumps out at them? And everyone seems, like, terrified because you see, okay, who's over at the house is there's Scrooge, the triplets, Webby, Lena, and Violet.
Yeah.
And everyone looks very concerned except for Scrooge. He's kind of like.
He's like, yeah, this is why I don't like this game.
Exactly. Like, there we go. That was a little, like, random. Like, I don't see any of the episode titles that would fit that episode into. So I don't know where that episode's gonna play, or is it gonna be the Impossibin, a part of another episode, maybe Phantom and the Sorceress, and then that's the beginning of the episode, or what? It could be the beginning of any of the episodes, actually. Or, I don't know, guys. It's like, it's a head scratcher.
You say you're scratching your
head. As I'm scratching my head, wondering how that's going to play into. But then going back to the trickening, yeah, not much more on that because we didn't get anything from that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
They're like, you guys saw the leaked footage, that's enough.
Yeah, but then the theory was they were playing the game, monster came out, they had to fight the monster, and then they went into the realm and then were in a haunted house, and that played into the Legends of Legend Quest, into the trickening. But I don't know how accurate that is.
Yeah, because this sounds like a long episode.
Yeah. And then there's the episode Phantom and the Sorceress, which usually Lena and Violet are in, like, select few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But are they just going to happen, maybe in this batch of episodes, be, like, they happen to have two episodes that they're premiering in?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I don't know. Or if that just happens to fit into Phantom and the Sorceress.
Yeah.
And then there was that other scene, going back to, like, the Spear of Selene in the closet in Scrooge's room.
Oh,
there's,
yes,
like, the whole portal thing. I love how that plays out, though, because then how Donald needs rest, so he goes to Scrooge's room and stuff, and then Scrooge comes in like, what are you doing in here? And then Louis appears.
And he's like, Louis and Donald are like, nothing.
Louis, definitely not going through your pockets to check for, what was it?
Spare million-dollar bills.
And then Scrooge, who's talking to you?
Like, none of you.
He, like, points to, like, this goat, and you're like, I'm so confused.
It's like, but then, like, you think, oh, did Scrooge, like, expect someone to just randomly be in his closet? He's like, no, none of you. I mean, that guy.
I mean, that goat.
It's like, you're fine. I expected that. But
I don't care about you guys. I don't know. If I found someone in my closet, I'd be concerned with the most weird one. Not my family.
That's true. What do you do? No, not
but
you.
But then they end up going on this whole quest, which takes them into a closet door, and the portal is green.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that seems to be playing out again. And we had one clip of the triplets. I mean, there could be more than just them, because they were the only three that walked out before the scene cut. There might have been more people coming out of that portal.
Yeah.
And they just cut it, but they were dressed so cute.
I know. They were all wearing, like, the same thing.
They're wearing the same thing. Huey and Dewey, the only thing that you could tell the difference was the colors they were wearing.
And their voices. But
yeah. But, I mean, they...
Yeah, their appearance.
Duh, they're triplets, but they look really similar. So, yeah, there was that, and then they were like, how long have we been gone? And then he was like, it feels like a lifetime.
I know.
And I'm like, is that like a whole nother episode in itself, or is it kind of like the Spear of Selene where they like went on that thing, but then they like blasted back, you know?
I know.
And you're like, okay. And they just tried to make that seem like, like, hype it up like that was its own episode, or it is its own episode, and...
Yeah.
There was no other promos of that. Unless it was at, like, that little resort type thing.
Yeah.
Because Huey, of all people, does a pun. Okay, I would be more surprised if Louis did.
Yeah,
but Huey's playing ping pong in one of the scenes, and he's like, let's hue this. I was like... Huey.
I know, as soon as Bella showed me the promo, she's like, Huey doesn't play.
Huey's broken. But I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, that's Della's kid.
I know. It's like the only one that hasn't yet is Louie.
So I'm like, is Huey on the verge of cracking? Like, and where are they? Because I've never seen where they're at. I don't think I've ever seen that in DuckTales. It looked like some kind of like, almost like a resort type thing, or like they're staying
like just
somewhere.
A cabin,
like,
or
they're
something.
They're somewhere else.
Not at the mansion.
And they're all Huey and Dewey and Louie. They're in swimsuits. So I'm like, I'm so confused. Like,
I think that might be the Florida.
I was
episode,
like, yeah,
but...
I was thinking, do they go to Florida, stay at the resort while Scrooge goes on an adventure or something?
Yeah.
And that's what happens there. Like, it's two going back and forth, or is that just a random part of another episode where they're somewhere else?
Uh huh.
But then later in what seem that seems to be the same episode, because you see Huey, Dewey, and Louie in their swimsuits.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, in this room, like, backed up, like, backing away, and then you see, like, you can't tell, you don't know who it is carrying a sword going after them. I mean, are you surprised?
No.
I'm not, no. So, you see that, but then I was trying to get, like, a feel, like, I'm trying to figure out what room are they in, like, where the heck is that? And you see, like, in the corner, like, a water dispenser and, like, some water bottles stacked up and, like, a random lamp. It looks kind of like the Pixar lamp, to point that out. And then, like, this, like, board in the background and then, like, the rafters. You see the beams or whatever. I have no idea what room that is.
Yeah.
Where that is.
Yeah.
Let me go back through the list of episodes. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. It might be a part of Escape from the Impossible Bin.
Mm-hmm.
Or something completely different. You never ever know.
Never ever know.
So, yeah, we'll see about that one. Then going on, Forbidden Fountain of the Forever Glades. I'm pretty darn positive this is the one Goldie's going to be in, because you saw her.
She's in the promo.
When I saw her in the promo, I was just like, oh my goodness. She's
love
back.
Goldie.
I mean, I assumed she would be.
I mean, we called that one.
Yeah, I was like, we were hoping she'd be in the Florida episode, because that would just be so cool.
The Fountain of Youth thing.
Looking for a fountain, teaming up with Scrooge again. And then you see another scene. You see Rocker Duck and Jeeves.
Mm-hmm.
They look pretty, like, they're in pretty bad shape. Like, I'm a little concerned, like, what happened to them for them to be that run down.
Out of order.
And they're, like, they're a part of Fowl. Yeah. So I'm like, ooh, what's, like, we're getting, like, two episodes of Fowl agents.
Yeah.
Phantom Blot and now Rocker Duck and Jeeves. And Rocker Duck's in, like, this carrier? Like, in the end of Moonvasion, he looked like he was in this, like, glass thing, you know? Like, he was almost being preserved. He looked dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, a little concerned about that. I think we talked about that in the season 3 announcement.
Yeah.
But, and now he, like, I like get better encased. Because when you're out, you look a little creepier. I don't know why they look like that. Like, they'll probably, like, maybe explain it in this episode. It's almost like a reunion of the outlaw Buck McDuck.
Uh-huh.
Except I don't know if Gyro and Fenton are going to be in this one.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I mean, not Fenton, but the
Sheriff Marshall Cabrera.
Sheriff Marshall, but then he's like, oh, my friends call me deputy. I mean, that dude won't be in it, but it would be Gizmo Duck in his place. But anyway, at least it's going to be Goldie, Scrooge, Rocker Duck, and Jeeves. I'm assuming they're just trying to either stop them from trying to find the Forbidden Fountain, if this is a Florida episode,
mm-hmm.
or they're trying to get them to lead them to the fountain, so then, they can.
Something can happen.
So then something can happen.
Yeah.
Something. We'll see. And then, so like, questions. How did Scrooge, I almost, like, combine their
Scroogey.
Names. How did Scrooge and Goldie, like, meet up? Was, like, Goldie out again looking for this Forbidden Fountain and then met up with Scrooge, or?
I don't know.
That's usually how it goes with Goldie, yeah. You know? She ends up sneaking her way in somehow. So, yeah. We'll see with that episode. Very interesting. Let's see if we had any. The rest of the family doesn't seem. I don't know where they are in the Florida episode. They could be. If this is the same one as them at Scrooge. Huey, Dewey, and Louie at that one place. Might be the same episode. Might not. They might be somewhere in Duckburg. Huey, mm-hmm. Dewey, and Louie in the time of that promo section. I don't really know mm-hmm. where they were at that point. Yeah, I want to see, like, the entire family go out on, like, a quest and adventure to try to find something.
Mm-hmm. Closest we got
kind
to
of
that
like
was, like,
Lost Harp.
Oh, yeah.
Lost Harp or Nirvana. The entire family. Yeah, the whole family was out. Mm-hmm. I want to see that again.
I mean, Della was by herself half the time, but
yeah, I discussed.
She was there at the end.
I have no family. Yeah, she came in at the end.
Mm-hmm. It really came together in the third act.
Terraformians. That's a good Louis episode. He cracks really me up because he treats the whole thing like a movie.
And he's like, this is way more entertaining than that movie we just saw.
Whoa. And Logan's like, plot twist.
I know. It's like, this is real, you know.
So, yeah. I want another Lost Harp. With the, yeah. Like, the entire, and Mrs.
I was going to say, I want more about Mrs. Beakley.
Mrs. Beakley. I know. Sorry, we said this, and, like, we say this on. In, like, every episode. I know we were talking about her a lot in the last episode, but, like.
Seriously, lady.
What are you hiding? Like, they better have something. And they better not make it seem like she's, like, a foul agent or something. Like, almost hint towards that, but it's not really true. But make everyone think it is. That would just be scary.
That'd be cruel, Disney.
And also, like, you think, thinking about Mrs. Beakley, what are you hiding? Like, Webby's going to be crushed with whatever it is. And then you got to think about, like, the rest of the family, too. Like, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. They're going to be surprised, too. And then Scrooge. Still don't know if he knows or not. I don't even know. I don't know if he knows or not. Maybe he does. But, yeah. Yeah, there's, like, there were so many different scenes. It wasn't, like, you could pick out, oh, that looks like it's going to be that episode. That looks like it's going to be that episode. Kind of like with the last promo that we had for the beginning of season 3. Mm-hmm. You could, like, pick out the episodes, you know? This is going to be in this one. This is going to be in this one. This one is, like, there's so many scenes. It's, like, there's, like, two stories going on in every episode. Oh, and the reason we skipped Let's Get Dangerous. There seemed to be not, like, they're there's saving nothing. That episode closed up tight because there was, like, I didn't see anything on Let's Get Dangerous because, and it's pretty cool that they're doing that. I mean, unless one of them was Let's Get Dangerous and you just couldn't tell, but there was no Darkwing.
Yeah.
There was no launch pad either, huh?
Mm-mm.
There was no launch pad. Wow. So, yeah. They're really getting my hopes up. And then Escape from the Impossible. Some of the scenes could have been from that episode. Still don't know what the Impossible is. So.
Yeah, we're not sure. Just kind of jumbled in there.
Yeah. There's probably at least one scene in there. So, yeah. Oh, and another thing to point out was just a random observation, but. When Huey does his pun, let's hue this, you see he's wearing, I don't know if this has any significance to the episode, but he's wearing a watch. But then, and what seems to be later seen, he's not. So I don't know where he got a watch from. Just a random thing to point out. Or who he was playing ping pong against. He probably got, I'm just going to guess, he got like really into it, went crazy, went Duke mode. And then it ended up being like, I don't know. Like, they're trapped somewhere?
Yeah. Oh,
Escape from the Impossible. We'll see if that happens to be, like, the Impossible or something. Or it's the Florida. Or it's literally any of the other episodes. At all.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. Too much. Too much. And then also in The Phantom and the Sorceress, you see what looks to be, like, Magica's house. Like, the forest was pretty dark, and it had a grayish tint. I don't know if that's where Magica lives, or if that's in, like, a different realm. They travel to a different realm or something. I don't know. So there was the tree that was, like, Magica's head, so that looked like it was almost like her house. But, yet again, I don't know if she lives in another realm. You never know. I don't think she does. But you never know. And, yeah. We'll see if she still has a grudge against Scrooge after this whole thing. I mean, she probably will.
There's probably more after Louie.
Oh, and then there's another thing. You saw Gladstone.
Oh, yes.
He looked very unlucky. And, like, crushed. against the wall or ceiling or something. And there was this theory going around. I saw it on YouTube, actually. It was from the DuckTales Squad. Highly recommend that channel, actually. They stay really up to date on DuckTales info. Like, within an hour, if something comes out, I, like, keep snapping. It's, like, posted on there. So, it's, like...
Whoa.
What was that? I don't know if you heard that in the microphone, but that was just... You gotta say,
I think it was the water.
You never hear super loud bangs or noises till we go to record.
Yeah.
And then it's just like literally everything comes crashing down. So, anyway, highly recommend the DuckTales Squad. Yeah. Very up to date on things. And just like coming out with like information, like not even like theories. They do have theories, but like just, oh, this was announced. This was released. This was tweeted or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, one of the theories was Gladstone and Donald switched their luck almost to where Gladstone became unlucky and Donald became lucky. I don't know what episode that would fit into, but that would be really...
That would be entertaining.
Entertaining, yeah, to see Donald finally get some luck because... I just randomly thought of...
Which would be more entertaining, seeing... Donald lucky or Gladstone unlucky?
I know. How are they gonna? How are each of Donald? If he was lucky, he'd be, you know, be like, "This is great," but Gladstone would be like,
"I'm not used to this."
Yeah. Just thinking of Donald's unluckiness reminds me of the 87 cent solution when they're testing the bin security on Donald.
Oh yes, like, that was so sad.
Poor wait, guy.
The 87 cent solution.
Oh yes, 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 yes. You made me question myself. I'm pretty positive this is an 87 cent solution. But yeah, he hasn't tested the whole bin security on him. And yeah. That
gotta feel good.
How it goes down. Yeah. Then told Scrooge dies. You know, that was not a good week for Donald. I mean, not really any week's a good week for Donald. But again, yeah, we didn't see Daisy in this promo. So I'm like,
aww.
Where'd she go? Like, come on, reappear. So, yeah.
You're back.
She almost, I'm hoping she'll be in this next batch of episodes.
Yeah.
But we shall see. I'm going to go back through the promo video again real fast because I feel like I'm forgetting something. So, let's see. I'm just scrolling through. Phantom Blot, where'd he get the gauntlet? I'm pretty sure we already talked. Did we talk about this already?
Yeah.
He stole it from Scrooge. I didn't know if I thought about that or.
No, you said it.
Okay, good. I'm ahead of the game. There was another promo, too. There was the one promo on top. I know we're mentioning there's like two promos. One was for like Disney XD in general with, DuckTales is coming out the 21st, so is new episodes of Big Hero 6, the series. And so it was like a mix of the two going back and forth. So we got some more DuckTales promos in there. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure we covered everything.
Yeah.
Just checking. Oh, and then and what looks to be the episode where they're playing Legends of Legend Quest, Scrooge asks, let's see what he says. Time to head off into another realm. He'd like,
like that.
Does this thing
that you've rolled your R. That's what I was writing.
Anyway, so was he referring to heading into playing Legends of Legend Quest, or was it after the monster came out of the screen and was attacking? Like, now he's like, okay, let's do this thing.
Okay,
you know?
This game's good now.
It's real now, so let's go to another realm. So, need a drink of water real fast. My throat's getting dry. Whew. I'm still going through all this. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we covered pretty much everything. Oh, and another thing was at the beginning of the one promo. It was Webby talking about, was it moths or caterpillars?
Oh, yeah.
Something about catching caterpillars. I was just like, Let me just say what she said. Let's see. Okay.
Cocoons literally melt into butterflies. Where?
Okay, this it seems like it's... I don't even know if... Because, okay, so in that scene, you see that one, she's talking to Louis and Dewey.
Louis.
Instead of, like, Scrooge. She's talking to Louis and Dewey. I don't know if it's the same episode as the Legends of Legend Quest one. I mean, they happen to be in the same room. But I don't think it's the same episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just, I don't know. What do I know? But it could be another one. Webby's trying to convince them to do something. There were a couple scenes of Webby, like, crawling through, doing her whole vent crawl, you know, with her little goggles and stuff. It could be that episode that is from the same thing of her talking about butterflies, moths, caterpillars melting to butterflies.
Like, what?
Nature fun. That's what she calls it. So, yeah, I don't even know what episode that is. That might be a part of The Phantom and the Sorceress.
We know so little.
Yep. So, I mean, I cannot wait to get started. And then I love how in the background while she's talking on the TV, you see Ottoman Empire.
I know.
And then you see the caption is Life Without Randy.
It's just Johnny crying. It's
Johnny just sitting there crying. I'm like...
Dang, what is up with those two?
I mean, they need to have a whole episode because you get the story. Johnny's mad at Randy because...
Okay, Randy thought he was too handsome.
He was too handsome to be...
To be in a show with Johnny. He thought he could make it on his own or something like that.
Yeah. Sorry, I need more water. Yeah, but, I mean, you get the basic story. I mean, it's probably not supposed to be a super big storyline, but...
I mean, just something to entertain you in the background. It's there in the background.
It's almost... Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, and also another thing to mention in... They put a moonlander on Earth. You see one of the scenes, it seems as if the Flintfair's Glom wheel has already stopped... Working, that's what I'm assuming, is it stops running and then they get trapped inside of it.
Yeah.
Let me go back to, there's another scene with Point. I think it was this next one. Ooh, you probably heard that. trying to find it real fast. Come on, Penny, where are you? Oh, wait, there she is. Okay. You see them jumping off the top of the Flint Ferris Glom wheel. Penny's holding Webby and Dewey. So were they, like, trapped up there and Glomgold was having, like, a whole scheme, like, oh, it's gonna fall or whatever. It just got stuck. I don't know. Because you think of these elaborate things, but then you're like, wait, it's Glomgold. He's probably got some.
I know.
Oh, the sharks were gonna eat.
They're gonna be trapped in there, the then Glomgold. They'd go underwater and then the sharks would eat them.
Yeah, I mean. Still waiting for that yacht episode.
Oh, yes.
Still waiting. But anyway, what was my whole point of that? Oh, yeah. Dewey seems very distressed and distraught. And I'm wondering, is he afraid of heights? Because that would be funny. I mean, if he was afraid of heights, then Last Crash of the Sun Chaser would be, like, super insane because he jumped out on an airplane wing. Either that, it could have been because he was desperate to find out the truth about his mom. Or what? I don't. We'll see, because he seemed very distressed about something when it seemed as if the Glom wheel stopped.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Maybe he wanted to be over with. Maybe he didn't want to ride it. Maybe he was having so much fun when it stopped, he was mad. I mean,
I mean, that'd just be really cute.
It's Dewey. You don't know what to expect with Dewey. So, yeah. And then to see how it plans after Legends of Legend Quest, when the monster comes out, like, how do they fight that? You know? And then you see, and then there's the Phantom and the Sorceress. You see Lena's, her little talisman thing, or her amulet thing that has the magic. In some scenes, it's not glowing, and in other scenes, it is glowing, which is, like, you know, stirring up the magic or whatever. So I don't know how that plays a part, because there's one scene in the – I mean, it's not an episode, but I keep calling it Legends of Legend Quest. And whenever that episode plays into part, there's one scene where her amulet looks like it's glowing.
Yeah. But no one notices.
Yeah. And Lima looks very unsure about what Scrooge wants to do. But Huey, Dewey, and Louie seem like super into it. And then Webby too. Anyway, we will put the links also for these promos. I mean, you've most likely already seen them, but we'll put them in again just for extra stuff. And then one of them seemed as if it was recorded on someone's TV, like someone recorded it off their TV. I mean, it's decent quality. I mean, good enough considering you get the gist of everything that's happening. And then the other one is high quality.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll put the links for those in this episode. Not much more to say. We will be recording soon. Oh, man. So it comes out today, Saturday. Coming out this Monday. I cannot believe it's been like five months has it been?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like, oh my gosh, it's been so long. And then all of a sudden, you're just like, it actually seems like it hasn't been that long since the last episode.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am looking forward to actually watching the episodes and not having to guess anything.
Yeah, but we're still going to have to be, blah, blah, blah. I can't talk. We're still going to have to be guessing for a while until
come out. Until this series is completely over, we're going to be guessing.
How true.
But at least we'll have one episode will be solved. Yeah. Hopefully, unless it ends with a mystery.
And you're like, what?
What? I thought it was done with. So. Yeah, DuckTales really likes doing that to people.
Yeah, it's annoying.
So, yes, we will be recording. I know we said this, like, the past couple episodes. Coming out Monday, we'll probably record, like,
Tuesday.
Wednesday. Either. It depends Tuesday on how in-depth this episode was. If there's a lot of research that needs to be done and a lot of facts and info, it'll be Wednesday. If not, it'll be Tuesday. I mean, we might be so hyped, we'll just, like, record it Monday. We're planning on recording, while we watch it, we're gonna have the microphone out and recording our blind reaction to it. I mean, I've always thought we should do that because we don't just, like, sit and watch the episodes.
We always add stuff.
We watch them together, so it's like we're talking, we're yelling, we're screaming, yelling at characters or whatever. And it's like, you think that some people do blind reactions and then they just give a reaction they're being recorded, so they give a reaction instead of just sit and watch it. We're like legit giving reactions.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my gosh. So, and we won't put the whole reaction into the podcast episode, but we'll put highlights of it in, like,
yeah,
maybe a couple minutes of whatever it was that was a really intense scene or something. So, yeah, we'll see. I'm really excited. Any more announcements? I was going to announce that on Shop Disney they released a anniversary pin for the Treasure of the Found Lamp. It was like the 30th anniversary or 35th anniversary.
It's a 30 something.
I didn't get a chance to look at it because I saw it, I would say, is it there yesterday or the day before? And I was like, oh my goodness, I love that pin. And we actually went down Downtown Disney yesterday and I was looking for it and I didn't see it. And I was like, oh, maybe it's just online or whatever. And so then later I go on to look for it and it's already sold out. And I'm like, I'm not surprised because it was limited edition. And so then I look it up, and it's on eBay, and the prices are already going up and away. It was a really cute pin, though. It was Scrooge and the triplets and Webby and Launchpad for Treasure of the... I think I called it Found Lamp. I think it's Lost Lamp. I accidentally called it Found Lamp after the DuckTales, the reboot episode.
Mm-hmm.
Treasure of the Lost Lamp pin. It was so cute. I was going to buy it, and now it's gone. I mean, unless I buy it on eBay for like $30. But, yep. Pretty sad about that. I mean, that's like what happened with the last DuckTales pin that came out.
The dragon?
Not the last latest one, but the last limited edition one of, yeah, it was the family riding the dragon,
Pichu,
the gold hunting dragon. It was so cool, and I didn't get it, and now it's on eBay for like $70. You can buy it. I'm like, oh, I missed it. So, yeah, if you see a pin you like that's limited edition and it's DuckTales... You gotta buy it because there ain't no way it's gonna be there the next day. So, yeah. I was gonna announce that and say, like, tell people to get it, but it's gone now.
Bye-bye.
I can't believe it went so fast. Like, I go on Shop Disney a lot to check on the latest DuckTales stuff, and yeah. It was new.
Now it's old.
So, yeah, hopefully, if you're listening to this, hopefully you got it in time.
Unless you're like us.
Mm.
That'll be there in a few hours. Oh, no, never mind.
It'll be there in 10 minutes. No, it won't. It will be gone. So, yeah, anyway, that just about wraps up our podcast episode, leaving on a
pretty sad note.
Pretty sad note. It was gone. But at Downtown Disney, they were doing, for the Goofy Candy Company, they had, it was a buy one, get one free. So, I've got right here some really good gummy worms. I'm eating them right now. And some sour gummy bears, too. Really like sour candy.
Yeah.
So, I got two sour candies in. Really enjoyed it. So... Yeah, anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Now I've got a gummy worm in my mouth. We'll be posting next episode soon. Keep your ears out on the globe. That's Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you guys so much for listening to this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for Goldie. That's all I gotta say. Anyway, thank you guys. We'll be posting another episode soon, Phantom and the Sorceress. I am looking forward to recording that. Mm-hmm. Look forward to our blind reaction at the beginning of the episode. We're just gonna jump to be prepared. We're gonna jump right into the blind reaction to start with. So you might be like, what the heck is going on? It's a blind reaction. I might say it again to have less confusion. But anyway. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Talk at you soon. Bye. Okay, so this is another totally edited in segment, but we just finished recording, and I was posting the episode, and I thought, you know what? It's 2 days before the episode premieres. There's probably some synopsises. So I looked it up, and there are. I cannot believe I didn't think of this before we started recording. So I'm just going to read them now. First synopsis for Phantom and the Sorceress is, when a mysterious magic thief arrives in Duckburg, Lena must confront her past and team with her treacherous aunt Magica. So, magic thief is the Phantom plot. Lena, it's kind of like what we were talking about in the previous, In this episode that we recorded, confronting her past and teaming with Magica. So, that's what's happening. And then we've got Gladstone is in this episode officially because there is a picture of him holding a four-leaf clover, which seems very Gladstone-y. And then you see for some reason Gladstone's in the forest, and then we saw Donald. So, this might be the one in which their places switch, their luck changes. We'll see. And, like, what are they even doing here in the forest? So, I don't know. And then the next synopsis is the same as we've been saying. It's for they put a moon land on Earth about the Flint First Glom Wheel and stuff. So, yeah, we've got that one. Not much new on that one because we already kind of had that synopsis. And let's see, loading the next one. The trickening, the synopsis is, the kids forego their usual trick-or-treat path and instead take on the most haunted house in Duckburg while Launchpad confronts ghosts from the past. So, yeah, they're, so, I guess they decided to go to a haunted house. We had nothing from the new promo about that. But I'm really curious to see Launchpad confronting ghosts from the past. So, I stuff like this just makes me laugh. I'm looking through to see if there's anything else that I totally missed. Looks like there's another picture of the kids. They're just like, they seem totally terrified. Like, they're going through this haunted house. So I'm really looking forward to that episode. And for some reason, it's playing the beginning of October. Not like, you know, around... Okay, I don't know if you can hear through the microphone, but my bird's going crazy. Anyway, yeah. I'm really looking forward to that. I don't know why it's at not near Halloween time. It's at the beginning. Oh, yeah. Let me see if there's anything else. Interesting. That we totally missed that we could use? Nope. So that just, those were all the new synopsises. Haven't gotten past that yet. But, yep. Cannot wait to record. Talk to you guys soon.